Hare Krishna. The mind is a universe. Not everything in it is relevant. We live in a huge universe. The more science has studied the universe, often the understanding of how big it is has stunned, often flattened the human ego. We understand how small we are as compared to the hugeness, the giantness of the universe. And knowing that this world is very big, we don't let ourselves get bothered by everything that happens in any part of the universe. What to speak of any part of the universe? No, we don't let ourselves get unduly affected by things happening in different parts of the world also, or even the country. Yes, if there is a crime, if there is a flood, if there is a scandal, we may just take note of it. But then we don't stop our daily life for paying attention to because of what happens somewhere. So similarly, just as just as the world is so big that everything in it is not relevant to us, similarly, our mind is also like a universe, and not everything in it is relevant to us. That means that in the mind, researchers have found out there are so many thoughts in our brain is capable of phenomenal functioning itself. It's a magnificent machine, and even by understanding that magnificence, the sheer stupendity of the complexity of the brain, still the relationship between the brain and the mind is not known properly. The point is that we can think of, or rather, our mind can be hosting dozens of thoughts. And of course, we know that the mind hosts millions and millions of memories. When we say that certain memories have been forgotten, actually they are not forgotten. They are simply relegated to the background, and that's why things which we had forgotten, if some stimulus comes, we recollect them. So the point is that the mind contains so many things that all of it is not relevant to us. And what may pop up from where, at what time, because of what stimuli, we cannot really predict. Just as we can't really predict or control what may happen where and why in which part of the world. What to speak of the universe. So, when certain things pop up in the mind like that, certain unwanted desires, certain unfounded anxieties, we don't have to take them too seriously. If we let ourselves get carried away by them, then every desire that comes, we sort of stop whatever we are doing to pay attention to that desire and maybe even pursue that desire. Or any anxiety that comes up, we stop what we are doing and let ourselves fret over that anxiety. But when if we do this, then we will not be able to do anything purposeful in life. We will not be able to achieve anything lasting in our life. And the thoughts in the mind can come from either internal stockpile of memory that is there, or the thoughts in the mind can come from the external sensory perceptions that we come across during the course of life. So we don't net by recognizing that the mind is a universe in itself. And the mind is a stockpile of memories from this and previous lives, and it is a recipient of multiple stimuli from the present situation. Then much of it is not relevant to us. So the way we can sort out things is by having a purpose. It's like if we read a newspaper without knowing what we are looking for, we can spend hours and hours. Nowadays in the internet, we can spend hours going from one link to another link, and afterwards we realize, what did I achieve? Nothing. So like that, if we just let ourselves get carried away by the mind, then we will never be able to achieve anything constructive. And the way to achieve something constructive is by being purposeful. So if we have a positive, serious purpose in our life, then we will be able to deal with, we will be able to control the mind. Otherwise, the mind will carry us away. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna states that, urges us that Uddharet Atmanatmanam Natmanam Avasadayet Atmaivahi Atmano Bandhur Atmaivari Puratmanaha. He says Uddharet. He says elevate yourself with the mind. Atmanatmanam with the mind and Natmanam Avasadayet. And do not degrade yourself with the mind. Because the mind can be a friend as well as an enemy. Atmaivahi Atmano Bandhur Atmaiva Ripuratmanaha. So the mind can be a friend as well as enemy. So knowing this, we can make sure that the mind doesn't push us here and there. Rather, we use the memories which are there in the mind and the stimuli that come to the mind from the outer world to fulfill our purposes. That way, if we regulate the mind, if we subordinate the mind to our purpose, then we will be able to achieve constructive things in life. Otherwise, we will get distracted and misled and will dissipate our life. So by recognizing that the mind is like a universe, we will get focus on that which is relevant to us. And the relevance will be determined by how steadily we keep our purpose in mind. That's why if we study scripture and connect ourselves to the timeless wisdom that is given in the Bhagavad Gita, then we will have our priorities straight. And then we will be able to focus on things which are most relevant for us. Thank you. Hare Krishna.